end with our national anthem tonight as Middle Tennessee gets set to take on the Troy Trojans. The Trojans decked out in their home grays tonight, while Middle Tennessee will be in its road royal blue, trimmed in silver and white. Your officials tonight, Doug Schaus, Ramey Steins, and Lee DeSales, the three arbiters in this one tonight. Middle Tennessee comes in 2-0 in Sunbelt Conference play, while Troy is 0-2. They have made the Western swing, having gone to Denver and to North Texas. Middle Tennessee opened at home and got wins over FIU in South Alabama. And Middle Tennessee looking for its first road win of the conference season tonight. So far this year, the Raiders are 4-1 in road games. In Sunbelt road games, under Coach Kermit Davis, Middle Tennessee 37-35. Middle Tennessee lost an overtime game here a year ago, but won at home. Troy gets the opening tap, and we're underway here from Troy, Alabama. Out on top of the ball is Timmy Owens. Owens looks, hands it off to Will Weathers. Raiders open up man-to-man. Weathers over into the corner, back outside. They work it very quickly. Jones to Weathers, three in the air. It's no good. Rebound pulled away. Marcos Knight, and here go the Raiders running down the left side. Massey, right side, Knight. Knight back on top. Massey, right side, Knight. Gallman will get the pass out on top. Left side, Massey. Raiders run their offense. Troy in their zone. Inside there is JT Sultan back out into the corner. They work it to Knight. Skip pass over to Gallman. Short corner. JT Sultan with a 12-foot jumper. It's good. Sultan gets the Raiders on the board, and Middle leads 2-0. We've played about a minute here this afternoon. Afternoon, I should say late evening, as we get this one started right around 8 p.m. Here's Owens handing off to R.J. Scott. Long three in the air is good. Troy leads the nation in made threes per game at over 10. And they hit their first of the night right there. Trojans lead for the first time. Raiders down a point. Massey on top. Gets it to Dendy. Right side, Gallman. Tries to drive in. Now works it left, Bruce Massey. Troy matching up in their zone. Right side, here's Knight. Marcos on the left-handed dribble. Back on top, Gallman left alone. His three, good! An MTMC three, and the Raiders have now hit a three in 479 consecutive games. Gallman gives Middle Tennessee a 5-3 lead. Right side on the drive, Emil Jones kicks it back outside. Scott, long jumper no good, and Gallman pulls down the rebound. Raiders work with a two-point lead, coming down the floor left to right as you listen. They dump it underneath. Sultan looks, turns right, goes left, lays it up, no good. Rebound fought for. Troy gets it. Troy clears it out now to Will Weathers. On the run, they work it to the corner. R.J. Scott, quick three, no good. Rebound pulled away. J.T. Sultan, he works it back to Gallman. Middle works it down quickly. Right side, they get it in the corner. Now back out to Gallman. Left side, Massey on the wing. Massey looks, now Dendy on top. Right side, Knight shoots a three, too hard. Rebound pulled away. Emil Jones of Troy. Weathers puts it down, goes to the basket, shot up, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll be a foul on Troy, or, well, let's see who they call it to. It's going to be out of bounds to Troy, as they say Middle Tennessee touched it last. Jason Jones into the Blue Raider lineup. Jason has missed the last five games. Troy on a quick inbounds, missed a shot. Raiders get the rebound. J.J. in there for the first time in five games. He also missed the first four due to a back injury. He's feeling pretty good right now. Dendy inside, got the shot, got the foul. He'll go to the line. Foul on Tim Owens. His first, team's first. Raiders go up 7-3, and Dendy at the line. Dendy coming off a double-double against South Alabama. Or actually, back-to-back double-doubles. Free throw good by Dendy. And the Raiders lead 8-3. 5-point Blue Raider lead, and Troy with a basketball. Weathers, top of the key, goes to the right side. Into the hands there of Durante Clark. Clark wheels around the key to the left side. Now back on top to Owen, nearly stolen by Dendy. And that was Dendy you heard hit the floor. Back out on top, Emil Jones. works around an Owen screen, hands it off to Weathers on top. Weathers works against Knight, 10 on the shot clock. Weathers around a screen again, hands it off. There's Jones, long two in the air, forced it, no good. Dindy gets the rebound, or does he? Lost it out of bounds, but three Blue Raiders were right there fighting for the rebound. 8-3, Middle Tennessee. Troy's ball underneath. Raiders zone up the inbound. They get it into Owen for an easy layup. Owens, quick pass to him, and he went straight up. 8-5, three-point lead. Troy had another one come wide open just a bit earlier, and they came right back to the same play. Looks more like a 1-2-2 zone that Troy's playing tonight. Right side, here's Knight in the lane. Jason Jones kicks it back out. Massey in the corner. Gallman a three. That one's no good. Rebound pulled away, Tim Owens. Troy comes the other way in a hurry. Weathers top of the key. They stop the ball. Handed back to Scott, and a foul called. It's going to be on Jason Jones, and it takes us to a media timeout. 15:56 to go. First half, your score. Middle Tennessee 8, Troy 5. Back to Sartain Hall in a minute after this break from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Every day, girls come into Shane Company holding bridal magazine ads from a jewelry designer with one of the rings circled in red. They come to Shane Company because they know that when they show us a designer brand name ring that they really like, we'll show them a dozen rings that both fit her taste and have that look. Ours are also designed by world-class designers. Shane Company customers refuse to pay the 30% premium that designer brand names command. Also, Shane Company customers insist on a ring that's truly unique. By not being featured in magazines, there aren't thousands of the identical ring on other women's fingers. You'll see why more couples buy their engagement rings from Shane Company than at any other jeweler in town.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
WGNS, AM-FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back to Sartain Hall in Troy, Alabama. Tonight's first half brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Better plans, better products, better benefits, and ultimately a better you. Get better with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Raiders off to a 3-for-6 start shooting. Troy 2-for-8. Each team has hit a 3. Rebound so far, 5 for Troy, 4 for Middle Tennessee. And it will be Troy's ball as we resume play. Under their basket, Weathers looks to get it in, look for him to get the ball back. Comes in to Emil Jones. Jones works to the left side. Now gets it to Owens, top of the key. Owens looks to the right, tries a handoff, gets it there to R.J. Scott, but a lot of traffic out on top of the key. Scott, right side, gets it underneath. There's Will Weathers. Weathers with the dribble to the free throw line. Back to Scott, long three, got it. He's hit two, and Kermit Davis calls a timeout. This will be a quick 30-second timeout. Right now, 15 seconds for station identification. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to the Blue Raider Network. Back in 15.
WGNS is your home for prep and MTSU sports. Join Brian Barrett and John Dinkins for the high school games. Chip Walters and Dick Palmer follow the Raiders.
Chip Walters with you from Troy, Alabama, the 50th and final season in Sartain Hall, also known as Trojan Arena, here in Troy, Alabama. They will be moving into a brand new $31 million building next year that is just on the other end of the football stadium from where we are right now. During the timeout, Raymond Cintron comes back in the game, or comes in for the first time tonight, I should say. Cintron out on the left side. Cintron, right side, works it in the corner. Three in the air. Massey misses. Two Raiders hit the floor. And rebound pulled away by Troy. Quickly, they go the other way. Here's Weathers into the corner. They get it over there to Clark. His three no good. Rebound pulled away by Marcos Knight. And the Raiders quickly go the other way. Knight free throw line, dumps it off. Offensive foul on Marcos Knight. Tried to jump stop, but ran right into Tim Owens. And on Knight, that's his first. Team's first. Or actually, team's second foul. Jason Jones also has a foul for the Blue Raiders. Troy with the basketball. They have tied the game at 8. Here Weathers a 3 out of the corner. His 3 no good. Rebound pulled away by Marcos Knight. Knight goes the other way. Knight in a tie game at 8. Works at baseline. Underneath, Massey puts one up. Short-armed it up there and got it to fall. Massey with his first 2. And the Blue Raiders lead it again, this time by the score of 10-8. Raiders have led by as much as 5, have trailed by 1. Here's Jones on top. Troy appears to run basically a weave, then tries to run somebody off a curl for a 3-point shot. Here's Owens looking underneath. Raiders manning it up defensively, 10 on the shot clock. Back outside now, R.J. Scott. Scott right side. Now they get it in the hands of Emil Jones, long desperation 3, an air ball no good, so a shot clock violation. Raiders with 35 really solid seconds of defense right there. Massey comes out, Gallman and Odin are in, so it's Gallman, Odin, Centrone, Sean Jones, and Marcos Knight. Not sure I can say we've seen that combination all year. Here's Odin, right side to Marcos Knight, out on top. Works it left to Gallman at the hash mark left. Now to Centrone, left alone, 3 ball, in and out. Rebound picked away, Odin dumps it back into Knight, fakes, goes up, shot missed, tipped up, no good. Sean Jones gets a hold of it, goes up strong, misses it, tips it, scores! Raiders got 3 offensive rebounds. Sean Jones got it to fall, 12-8, middle by 4. 13-20 to go first half. 12-8, Blue Raiders. Here's Durante Clark, guarded by Odin. Clark backs out, looks for Emil Jones. Jones out in the Troy logo. Now puts down the dribble, hands it off there to Durante Clark. 3 ball in the air, no good. Sweeping the rebound away is Gallman. Now he's on the run. Jump stops, nearly traveled. In the corner, Knight. Short corner shot from 15, good. Marcos Knight from 15 feet away gets his first 2 of the night, and the Raiders lead by 6, their largest of the night. 14-8. Troy walks it up. Goes right side, Durante Clark. Back into the hands of Jones. That's Emil Jones. Now Scott. Scott back to Will Weathers. Gallman guarding him and gets called for a hand check. Third team foul on the Blue Raiders. The first on Gallman. All in for Troy, Ray Chambers. 6'6", 220, a junior from Cincinnati, Lakeland Community College. Justin Wright checks in, 6'5", 220, a junior, Pace, Florida, from Pensacola State Community College. Just about everybody on this Troy roster is from a junior college or a transfer from a four-year school. They work it underneath, loose ball, last touch by Troy, as it was number 5, Justin Wright, who could not handle the pass, so Troy just threw it away. Middle by 6, working with the basketball. Email box is open tonight, radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. That's radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. Sean Jones at the elbow, had it stripped away. Wright gets it back to R.J. Scott, now Weathers. They work it back to Wright, left wing. Right, top of the key. Here's Scott. Scott drives, stops, dumps it baseline to Weathers, but stepping in front of the pass was Jimmy Odin. Raiders come the other way on the turnover. Odin, top of the key, left side, Kerry Hammonds just came in. Backdoor pass to Sean Jones for a stuff. Hello, Hialeah, Florida. Sean Jones gets the dunk. He's got 4 now, 16-8. Raiders lead by 8. And it was Kerry Hammonds who's just in for the first time. He's missed 4 games in a row. Long 3, Weathers. Long rebound, no good. Tipped, who's got it? Sean Jones has it, but Odin tipped it to him. In front court, there's Kerry Hammonds. Not sure I really expected to see him tonight after the shoot-around today. He looked like he wasn't feeling good, even though he said he did. But here's Odin on top. Right side, Sean Jones goes baseline. Lost the ball, got it back, goes to Centro, and he feeds Sean Jones again. Skip pass out to Hammonds. Now Odin, he'll shoot a three from the top. No good. Tip by JT Sultan, and he's going to draw the foul. His first, team's fourth, and a media timeout. 11:05 to go first half. Your score, Middle Tennessee 16, Troy 8. The Raiders have scored 8 in a row, and we'll be back after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Take a break with Bunny Bread. With the soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread is baked with nutritious, complex carbohydrates to give you the energy you need to get back in the game. Whether you're eating it for breakfast, a between-meal snack, or sandwiches while watching the Blue Raiders play, from the first slice to the last, Bunny Bread is a quick and delicious way to get nutrition, energy, and satisfaction. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. And I wanted to remind you, please come in and enjoy one of our delicious lunch specials Monday through Friday. We have a $3.99 lunch special every day, just like we have for over 25 years. You can find the phone number of any of our locations on our website at toots.com.
Good food and fun.
Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants, now on South Church Street, Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, and Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Well, it's easier than ever to apply to Middle Tennessee State University. A new website can answer all your questions, whether you're a first-time freshman, a transfer student, or a re-enrollee. Check it out. Apply, the number 2, MTSU.com. That's apply, the number 2, MTSU.com. Blue Raiders lead 16-8 at this media break. The Blue Raiders shooting 41%, but Troy only 23% on 3 of 13 shooting here this evening. Troy with a basketball. They've got it in the hands of Stephen Cunningham, who checked in at that timeout. Over to Justin Wright. Right back outside to Allen Jones. You've got two Joneses that could play tonight for Troy. Here's Wright. Shot no good. Rebound JT Sultan. Middle Tennessee out rebounding the Trojans. Now 14-7. And they've doubled up the score as well. 16-8. Shot missed down inside by Dindy. Rebound pulled away by Troy. But a steal by Dindy as he hustled back to the other end. Odin in front court. Right side goes to Dindy. He drives, shoots from 13, in and out. Rebound pulled away by Justin Wright, and Troy comes back the other way. 16-8, Middle Tennessee with the lead. Raiders have held Troy scoreless for the last 5.5 minutes, and the Raiders have scored 8 in a row. Loose ball, chased down, and a foul on Jimmy Odin going for the loose ball as he took the pins out from under Will Weathers. But a hustle play right there, and I don't think you'll see Coach Davis complaining a whole lot about that. Fifth team foul on Middle Tennessee. Troy with only one to this point. Troy will inbound. Trojans work it into front court. Will Weathers guarded by Massey as the Raiders have been man-to-man pretty much the entire game. Haven't seen any of the 1-3-1 just yet. Underneath Chambers, tries to work inside. Foul from behind by Sultan. That's going to be number 2 on JT Sultan. Sultan with 2, and the Raiders now with 16 fouls. Ray Chambers will go to the line. 9:44 to go here in the first half. Chambers at the line. Free throw way short. Claire Davis, Coach Davis's daughter, listening over in Starkville. Make sure I get this right. I think it's her FIMU sisters listening in tonight over in Starkville. What we need here is more cowbell. Free throw good by Chambers. It's a 16-9 game. Chambers gets his first point. That's the first points for Troy in about 6 minutes. Inbounds comes to Massey as he is back in the game. Massey Back out on top, Cintron. Left side, Knight drives in, dumps it off low. Probably one too many passes right there. Stolen away, and Troy comes back the other way. Into front court goes Weathers. Weathers top of the key, guarded by Cintron. They get it high post to Owens. He's guarded there by Dindy. Owens looking to do with it. Looks to hand it off. Does so, and a foul. And it's going to be a foul on 13 Massey. 17 fouls now on the Blue Raiders. And it will be Will Weathers going to the free throw line. Well, Weathers, number 20 in the NCAA in assist at 6.2 per game. Has a 1-1 coming here. Hits the first. Weathers' first point of the game, 16-10. Weathers missed the end of the Denver game and all of the North Texas game, and you know he would have helped their chances in both of those. Weathers' second toss up there. Missed it. Rebound, Marcos Knight. 16-10. Raiders down the floor quickly. Knight to Cintron. They dump it underneath. Loose ball. Dindy couldn't pick it up. And it's Wright who gets it. Justin Wright. They work it quickly into the left corner. Stephen Cunningham for Troy. Rolls out on top. Now drives. Cunningham jump stops. Lays it up there and in. Stephen Cunningham, his first two. And Troy has now scored four in a row. 16-12. They have cut the 8-point lead back to four with 8:50 remaining here in the first half. Knight, corner, Jason Jones drives in, jump pass outside, Cintron, three short. Rebound chased down by Dindy in the left corner, tries to drive, he'll get fouled, and then Dindy hits the floor after he got hit in the face. And it's on Cunningham, his first. Team's second foul. That's one of the things the zone does. It keeps you out of foul trouble. Dindy is going to come out. Sean Jones back in. And Chris Harris is going to look at Dindy. He might have got a finger in the eye, or maybe you've got popped in the nose and could be bleeding a little bit. Mike Scutero, Raider Director of Operations, goes out and picks up Dindy's mouthpiece. Inbounds play comes to Jason Jones. He's doubled. Throws it off the glass. No good. Force that. Rebound to Troy. Will Weathers racing down the floor to the right side. Into the corner. They get it to Cunningham. They dump it back inside. There's Chambers. He turns. Tries to work on Sean Jones. Shoots over him from 12. No good. Rebound tipped, but picked up by Marcos Knight. Raiders come the other way. Their lead cut to four. 16-12. Jason Jones head fakes. Goes left. There's Knight. Knight on the dribble. Rolls out on top. Right wing, gets it over there to Cintron, high post. They flash it upside, get it to Massey. He's fouled on the way up. It's going to be on Ray Chambers, his first, team's third. Massey will have two free throws coming, but Middle moved the ball very well. Sean Jones flashed at the high post. They got him the ball, and then he tried to kick it to a cutting Massey who was coming down the lane. Massey here with two free throws upcoming. First toss is up. First toss is good by Bruce Massey. He's got three in the game. Massey, with his 52 assists, leads the team. Only 25 turnovers to go with that. Very good. Over two to one assist to turnover ratio. Second toss, Massey missed that one, and Troy got the rebound. 17-12, Middle by five. 7:57 to go here in the first half. We'll have a timeout at the next dead ball. Here's Cunningham. Loose ball picked up. It's Knight. He's going to run with it and lay it in there. I'll give him a stuff on that one and say hello to Rents, Georgia. Marcos Knight, his fourth point of the game, 19-12, and the Raiders back up by seven. Out on top, here's Allen Jones. Nearly had his pocket picked, and it was. And knocked out of bounds. Media timeout coming as Cintron got his hands on the basketball, but it was last touched by Allen Jones, and we're at a media timeout. 7:31 to go here in the first half. Your score, Middle Tennessee 19, Troy 12. Back in a minute after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me. Just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents David Wilson and Floyd Wilson.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Back in Troy, Alabama, Middle Tennessee leading 19-12. Lady Raiders had a very exciting 72-66 overtime win over the Lady Trojans in the first game tonight. Middle Tennessee was down 8, came back, scored the first 6 points of overtime, saw Troy come back and score the next 7, but were able to pull it out 72-66 in overtime here this evening, and they'll be at home on Saturday for a 3 o'clock tip, I should say, on Saturday afternoon against Louisiana Lafayette. Raiders with the ball. They lead by 7. Cintrone dumps it underneath. Marcos Knight, left-handed shot blocked away. R.J. Scott pulls it out of there. Scott back to Weathers, lay lob underneath to Owens, got the layup to go. Owens beat the Raiders down the floor and got the basket, 19-14, middle by 5. 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Right side, Massey on the wing. Massey, top of the key, works down, now backs out, gets it to Knight, back to Jones, down low. They get it to Sean Jones, left-handed hook up there and in. Sean Jones with 6, and he is the Raiders' leading scorer here early. Middle by 7, 21-14. Weathers back out now to R.J. Scott. Jason Jones out guarding him. Scott's hit 2 threes already. Here's Durante Clark now. Clark on the right side. They get in the hands of Jones for a 3. Emil Jones misses. Raiders get the rebound. Massey blazes down the floor, goes all the way in, off the glass, and scores. Bruce Massey, coast to coast, has 5, and it's 23-14, middle by 9, their largest lead here in the first half. 6:05 to go now. Here's Emil Jones out on top. Over to R.J. Scott. They run a little weave out there into Durante Clark to Weathers. Weathers, top of the key, works right, gets it over there to Emil Jones. Jones, again, back out on top. There's the handoff. They run the same thing over and over and over. Back out now to Weathers. 5 on the shot clock. Weathers drives, stops. Tier drops it up and in. That's why he's an all-Sun Belt player right there. Will Weathers right at the end of the shot clock. 23-16, 7-point Blue Raider lead. 5.5 minutes to go. Over into the long corner. Cintrone a 3 out of there. Missed it. Rebound offside. Jason Jones got fouled. No call. Rebound comes the other way. And Troy gets it. Boy, Jones got knocked down from behind. Here's Weathers back out on top to Emil Jones. Shot up and good. A little runner in the lane. Emil Jones, his first 2, 23-18, as Troy has scored 4 in a row and have cut the 9-point lead back to 5. They can score points in a hurry. Under 5 minutes to go, first half. Jason Jones drives, lays it off. Sean Jones tried to go up, lost it. Jason misses, rebounds, puts it up and in. Raiders got 3 chances at it again, and it was Jason Jones and Sean Jones with a little two-man game, and Jason Jones gets his first points in about 3 weeks. 25-18, Raiders by 7. Here's Weathers on top, hands it off. R.J. Scott goes to the right side. They've got Owens out there at a high post. 3 in the air, up and good by Durante Clark. They've hit 3 threes, and Kermit Davis calls a timeout with 4:18 to go here in the first half. Checking the Ascent Federal Credit Union scoreboard. around the Sun Belt tonight. One game already final. Florida Atlantic has beaten Louisiana Monroe 58-30. That down in Boca Raton. South Alabama at home tonight, trailing North Texas 40-36, 15-31 left in the second half, 12-17 left in the second. Western Kentucky over Louisiana Lafayette 38-37, and 4:53 to go in the second half now. Denver has taken a one-point lead at Arkansas State 45-44, 25-21. Four-point Middle Tennessee lead. Troy has now hit three threes. They're 3 of 11, middle one out of eight. Massey out on top. Raiders with the ball. Wide side, Cintrone. High post, Dindy backing in. Layup missed, rebound fought for. Dindy got it back but had it stripped away. Loose ball, Sean Jones gets it and he's fouled as he makes a basket. Raiders have really gone to work. We'll check the foul. It will be on Will Weathers, I think, his first. Or will it be? It'll be on 42, Tim Owens, his second, and the team's fourth. And now there's a media timeout. 3:59 remaining, first half. Middle Tennessee 27, Troy 21. Back in a minute after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit. Anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Whether you're buying your first place, downsizing, or just making another step along the journey, Little Guys Movers will get you there, providing fast, friendly, and affordable service to take the stress out of moving day. Little Guys Movers, local or long distance, online at littleguys.com. When you've got a big job to do, call the Little Guys. Sean Jones at the free throw line trying to convert a natural three-point play. Raiders leading 27-21. Sean's free throw rattles out of there, and it batted around, and Troy came up with it. Troy with the ball in front court. Here's Will Weathers. Weathers backs out. Middle by six, and a foul on Gallman on a hand check. That'll be his second. And for the Raiders, that will be foul number eight here in the first half.
And the line for Trojans, number one, Will Weathers.
Allen, Will Weathers will be at the free throw line. Weathers, a 73% free throw shooter. Got the first one. He missed the second the last time he was up there. Weathers now with 4 points, 27-22. Weathers toss up there. Missed that one as well. Rebound out of bounds off of Jason Jones. It'll go to Troy. 27-22, 5-point lead. And they're given just a second for Weathers to tie his shoe. Raiders man-to-man the inbounds, and they work it into Scott. Backs up, shoots a long two, and hits it. R.J. Scott with 8 points, and Troy cuts it back to three at 27-24. Massey across the timeline. Works to the top of the key, now left. Massey on top to Cintrone. Raymond. He just needs to hit one. Get him going. Knight, left side, back on top to Massey now. Here's Cintrone, open three. Oh, everybody loves Raymond. Cintrone with a big three there, an MTMC three. And he needed that right on cue, as a matter of fact. 30-24, and now Troy throws it away. And Cintrone will take it out right in front of our broadcast position. Comes in to Massey. He'll work it into front court. Middle 30, Troy 24. 3 minutes to go, first half. Dendy gets the feed. Right, drives in, misses, but tips it in. LaRon Dendy tipped in his own miss. He's got five, and it's 32-24. Middle back by eight, and the Raiders scored five very quickly right there. Here's Weathers out on top. Jump pass into the corner, left side. That's where they like to start their offense, in the left corner. Now back out to Weathers. Raiders go zone. It's a 2-3. Right side, Scott, his three. Off the back rim, Cintrone chases down the rebound. Out to Marcos Knight. There's a lot of long rebounds in this game. Oh, it's a pass from Knight into Sean Jones for another stuff. Sean Jones got the dunk, and it's a 10-point lead for the Raiders. And boy, a no-look pass from Marcos Knight. 34-24. Middle with their largest lead, 10 points. Out of the corner, a three. Good by Durante Clark. And boy, those guys, they have a way of finding themselves wide open somewhere. 34-27 now. Middle by seven. Knight, left side. Skip pass over to the corner. Cintrone covered up there. Goes baseline to Sean Jones, but right into the hands of Troy's number 10, Emil Jones. Into front court comes R.J. Scott. Scott looks to get it to Will Weathers. Raiders denying everything, and Troy calls a timeout with a minute 34 to go here in the first half. Stay tuned for the MTMC halftime show coming up. And speaking of sports medicine and healthcare, Drew Shea, the Raiders director of sports medicine, will be on at halftime to talk about the Raiders' health and what's going on in the world of sports medicine at Middle Tennessee. So stick around for that. Middle Tennessee playing very good defense, and the Raiders making a substitution. We'll see in a minute who it is. A minute 34 to go. Raiders come back with Sean Jones, Marcos Knight. Kerry Hammonds was the substitution. He, along with Jimmy Oden, again, we have seen Jason Jones and Kerry Hammonds tonight. Hammonds has missed seven out of the last eight games with a foot injury. Jason Jones has missed nine of 15 games this year. But both back tonight. So Coach Davis has his full arsenal at his disposal tonight. Here's Weathers, top of the key, bouncing it inside. Loose ball, out of bounds, touched by Troy. Very good defense by Kerry Hammonds to cause that turnover, as they tried to dump it low, and Hammonds, shading his man, forced him into a bad catch, and it went out of bounds. Middle up by seven now, minute eight to go. Oden right side, Knight. Back to Knight, lob underneath. Raiders catch the ball, go up in a foul. That was supposed to be an alley-oop for a dunk, and it's going to be on Jones, Emil Jones, his first. And Jason Jones, or Sean Jones rather, will be up at the free throw line. Got to find a way to keep up with the Joneses, which one's in the game and which one's not. So Sean Jones will have two. First one is up and good. Sean now with nine. 101 remaining. The Raiders have two Joneses on their roster. And Troy has two Joneses on their roster, Emil and Allen. The Raiders have Sean and Jason. Second toss coming. Sean Jones, good. He hit them both. 10 points now for Sean Jones, and the Raiders lead 36-27. Middle by nine. In the front court comes Will Weathers. Under a minute to go here in the first half. Weathers looks back door, not there. Here's Owens, free throw line. First time he's touched it in a while. Owens looks to hand it off, does so, gets it to Cunningham, drives, kicks it back to Wright. His shot no good. Over the back comes Owens, no call there. Troy gets it back into the corner. Three comes flying out of there by Allen Jones. No good. Offside rebound goes to Marcos Knight. And with 31 seconds to go, the Raiders will basically hold for the last shot. They have turned the shot clock off, so they can. Middle will take a hefty lead to the locker room. They lead by 9, and they'd certainly like to run a set play here at the end of the shot clock or the end of the halftime clock and add to that 9-point advantage. Oden holding the ball out on top. Works left to Marcos Knight. 6 seconds to go. Hammonds, left side, Dendy, whips it in the corner. Oden back to Knight, drives in, stops, dumps it underneath. There's Sean Jones, fouled at the buzzer. He'll have 2 free throws coming with no time on the clock. No foul called? No foul called. Apparently it happened after the clock hit triple zeros. We'll see, but we saw last night in the Wisconsin game that zero does not necessarily mean zero. Anyway, at the half, Middle Tennessee leads 36-27. Stay tuned for the MTMC Halftime Show after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
I am so hungry. I gotta get something to eat, and I have another class in like 30 minutes.
Hey, if you're gonna be on campus, eat on campus. MT Dining Services has 7 different locations and tons of food choices to meet whatever you're craving.
You're right. Why waste gas, money, or time trying to go off campus when there's so much to eat at MTSU? Thanks.
No problem. Just use your Flexbox and go get me some Quiznos. And remember, when Blue Raiders got to eat, MT Dining is there.
For more information about MT Dining Services, visit KUC Building Room 204 or online at mtdining.com.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit, anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Ah, the backyard. It's your haven, your family gathering place. It's also where some great food is made. And at Backyard Burgers, it was our inspiration. So at Backyard Burgers, we only use the best ingredients for our sandwiches, like 1/3-pound black Angus beef burgers and juicy chicken breasts, all cooked over an open flame, then topped with the freshest, most flavorful toppings. Because in your backyard, you wouldn't have it any other way, and neither would we. The traditions of the backyard are going strong at Backyard Burgers. Come in for a cookout today.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back into Sartain Hall on the Troy campus and into the MTMC Halftime Show brought to you by Middle Tennessee Medical Center. MTMC, a member of St. Thomas Health. Middle Tennessee scored the first basket of the game, but Troy came right back down the floor, hit a three, which gave them their only lead of the first half at 3-2. Raiders came back, answered with a three, then scored again on a second three, and we're up 5-3. Or rather, make that 8-3. The Raiders up the lead to 8 at the 11:05 mark. of the first half. It was still at 7 at 19-12 at the under 8 media timeout, which came at 7:31 of the first half. Troy cut it back to 4 at 25-21. Raiders made it 27-21 at the under 4 media break. Troy then again cut it to 3 at 27-24, but Middle scored 6 of the last 8 points of the first half and took a 36-27 lead to the locker room, and that's where we stand, Middle by 9. Their largest lead was 34-24. That came with about a minute to go in the first half, leading the way for the Raiders in scoring. Sean Jones with 12 points and 4 rebounds. LaRon Dindy with 5 and 3 rebounds. JT Salton with 2 points, 2 rebounds. He also had 2 fouls. 3 points, 2 rebounds for James Gallman. 5 points for Bruce Massey. 4 points for Marcos Knight. He had 6 rebounds to lead the Raiders in the first half. Raymond Centrone hit a 3. He has 3 points. 2 points for Jason Jones, leading the way for Troy. 8 points for R.J. Scott as he hit 2 threes in the first half. Stay tuned. We'll have more on the MTMC Halftime Show from Troy, Alabama, after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's 3 Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because 5 kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Ugh, great. Fred is my secret Santa.
What did I do? Are the gifts you bestow at best only so-so?
This happens every year.
Make it your mission to start a new office tradition. Give the people on your list new holiday instant games.
Do they work?
Like a charm. And now the Tennessee Lottery has 3 new instant games, Holiday Green, Money Tree, and Holiday Gold, to provide maximum excitement.
Wow, that sounds great.
Holiday instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Some disassembly required. Game-changing fun.
The Chick-fil-A update. The BCC, the Bovine Communications Committee, has banned the use of the word beef on commercial airwaves. Cows call it the B word, ends in F, 2 E's in the middle. Phrases like "where's the beef" are now punishable with random electric cattle prodding. Should you ever say beef or crave beef, head to Chick-fil-A. Then think good thoughts and eat good things, like the original chicken sandwich, a tender, juicy breast of chicken placed on a hot buttered bun with 2 crucial pickles. I've got no beef with that. Chick-fil-A. We didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
So what does a good time sound like?
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
Here you go. Welcome back into the MTMC Halftime Show, brought to you by Middle Tennessee Medical Center. MTMC, a member of St. Thomas Health. Chip Walters here with you at the half. Middle Tennessee leads Troy 36-27, and the Blue Raiders Director of Sports Medicine, Drew Shea, making the trip to Troy here tonight. And Drew, it's nice to see that Coach Davis had all of his all of his players back healthy tonight.
Yeah, that's true, Chip. They're still not quite to 100%, but having Kerry Hammonds and Jason Jones back in the lineup they'll help the team a lot with depth, not only with depth, but just giving them experience in very crucial positions.
All of Middle Tennessee 17 sports, it's crucial that the coaches have healthy student athletes as healthy as possible, that they get outstanding care. And you guys, it's not a one-person job for sure. There is quite an effort put forth in resources of both people and financial resources to take care of Middle Tennessee student athletes, because they are our number one commodity.
That is true, Chip. And we're fortunate here with Chris Massaro as our director of athletics, who plays a major part in what we do. Obviously, he gives us the opportunity to serve these athletes the best way we can. And as you mentioned earlier, resources are crucial, and our athletic training facilities are as good as anyone in the Sun Belt, and gives us opportunities to give these kids what they need to stay on the court or on the field or whatever it may be. So you're right. We have a large staff. We have
it's a great mix of full-time people as well as grad students and interns.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We have, for the first time in a long time, we have interns working with us, which has been nice to have people with experience, and they're also gaining valuable experience while they're here under our staff. We also have an undergraduate curriculum where we have many students that help us as well. So we have pretty close to the same number of staff and interns and students as any of the schools you see around the country.
And on the men's basketball staff, it's Chris Harris Jr., who is a Blue Raider legacy.
That's right. And Chris is a huge part of what we're doing now and the success that we've had. He's had his hands full, I know, this year, but he's handled it very maturely. And I try to stay out of his way, but I'm there when he needs some assistance. I'm here to help. And I think it's been a nice blend to have both of us helping at the same time.
Good to have you back on the road with us.
That's great. Many trips to Troy, Alabama. We haven't had a lot of success coming down, but we need to keep this going tonight.
We certainly do. Drew, appreciate the time.
Thanks, Chip.
Drew Shea, Director of Sports Medicine in Middle Tennessee, will take a timeout. Be back for the second half and look at the stats right after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help, and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit. Anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Take a break with Bunny Bread. With the soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread is baked with nutritious complex carbohydrates to give you the energy you need to get back in the game. Whether you're eating it for breakfast, a between-meal snack, or sandwiches while watching the Blue Raiders play, from the first slice to the last, Bunny Bread is a quick and delicious way to get nutrition, energy, and satisfaction. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Back in Troy, Alabama, time to see who's heating things up with a look at the halftime stats brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air. Few things in life you can count on, and Roscoe Brown is one of them. Middle Tennessee shot 43% in the first half, 15 of 35, 2 of 9 from 3, and 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Troy was 10 of 26 for 38.5%, 4 of 15 from 3, and 3 of 6 at the free throw line. Rebounding, Middle Tennessee had a 24-16 edge in the paint. The Serta Pro Painters points in the paint. Middle Tennessee with a huge advantage there, 22-10 as you would expect against Troy. And off the bench, Middle Tennessee with a 17-4 advantage. Troy had 8 turnovers in the first half. The Raiders turned it into 6 points. Middle had only 6 turnovers in the first half. Each team had 6 assists in the first 20 minutes. We're set to go. Middle Tennessee has the ball. Gallman, Massey, Knight, Dindy, and Sultan. The Raider 5 out on the floor as we are back underway. Gallman out on top to Knight, to Sultan. Now Massey tried to work it underneath. Ball tipped away and turnover goes to Troy. Emil Jones, top of the key, looks to hand it off, does to R.J. Scott. Scott, right side to, that's Clark. His three is good. Clark, a three. He's got 3 of them tonight. He's got 9 points, 36-30, and Troy draws first blood here in the second half. Cuts the Raider lead from 9-6. Here's Gallman on top. Now Dindy, right side to Massey, out at the hash mark. On top, Knight, left wing, drives in, dumps it underneath, Sultan lays it in. JT Sultan, his second field goal. He has 4 points, 38-30. Raiders lead by 8. Here's Weathers, top of the key, goes to the right side. Massey guarding him. Now they get it to Tim Owens at the high post. Owens kind of directing traffic, looks to get rid of it, does so. Goes to Emil Jones. Jones on the left-handed dribble. Cut off by Knight. Right side, R.J. Scott. 10 on the shot clock as he backs things out, resets. Scott tries to drive, dumps underneath. Owens had the ball stripped away, but they say that Knight was standing on the baseline. Very good strip underneath by J.T. Sultan as he poked it away, and Knight came up with the ball. They're going to put 4 back on the shot clock, saying that the Raiders never really had possession, so Troy's going to look for a quick hitter here. They lob it underneath Owens, couldn't handle it, loose ball. Who's got it? Sultan. Shields off the defender, goes in, lays it in. JT Sultan, great play there. He's got 6 and Middle by 10 again at 40-30. In the lane, there's R.J. Scott. Works it left. Emil Jones hands it to Will Weathers. Middle 40, Troy 30. Driving in, foul called on Knight. That's going to be a blocking foul on Knight. Second personal, first team foul of the second half. Troy to inbound, in line out of bounds. They bring it in quickly. Clark tries to drive, cut off. Back now to Scott, 3 in the air. Good. He's got 3 of them tonight. 40-33. Raiders had equaled their largest lead of 10 points. It's now a 7-point game. Ball knocked out of bounds. It remains in possession of Middle Tennessee. 17:54 to go. Knight inbounds to Bruce Massey. Massey between the circles, works to the right side. throws it over there to Gallman. Now Jones at the elbow, goes back to Gallman, drives in, shoots a 17-footer. Good. James Gallman has five tonight, 42-33, middle by nine. Right side, Weathers dives in, now slows up. Kicks it back outside now to Durante Clark, handoff to Scott on the curl. Scott covered up, now goes right side, driving in, shooting is Jones. Offside rebound taken by Dindy. He clears it out now to Gallman. Gallman stops at the right wing, free throw line extended. Back out to Massey, to Gallman again. Gallman feeds the post. They look underneath, over to Knight. He'll drive left side on the baseline, whip it over underneath to Dindy. Shot blocked away, and Troy comes out of there with it. Raiders got a little too fancy underneath. 3 minutes deep into the second half, and middle leads by nine. Down the lane, Weathers got into the tall trees and thought better of it. Weathers, free throw line, turns, finger rolls it up there, short-armed it, and Dindy with the rebound. Raiders on the run. Dindy comes to the left side of the floor, puts down the dribble, kicks it out now to Massey. Massey left side, back on top. Jason Jones works it around the horn, right side Gallman. Gallman looks underneath. Anybody there? Not yet. Hands it off to Jason Jones in the corner, back to Gallman. Raiders turn it to the left side. Underneath, high post, Jason Jones, 10-footer good. Raiders really reversed the ball there, got a good look at the basket. Jason Jones with four now, and middle by their largest margin, 11, 44-33. Out on top, here's Emil Jones. He works it to Durante Clark. Back on top to Scott. Scott drives, shoots an 18-footer. He was too close. Back outside. Offensive rebound. Missed shot there by Durante Clark, and the Raiders in a hurry. Gallman or Jason Jones tried, or Gallman tried to save it in bounds. Dindy got up in the air with nowhere to go and just had to try to get rid of it. It'll be Troy's ball when we return. 15:57 to go. And there's immediate timeout. Your score, Middle Tennessee 44, Troy 33. Back in a minute here on the Blue Raider Network from Nelligan Sports.
I am so hungry. I gotta get something to eat, and I have another class in like 30 minutes.
Hey, if you're gonna be on campus, eat on campus. MT Dining Services has seven different locations and tons of food choices to meet whatever you're craving.
You're right. Why waste gas, money, or time trying to go off campus when there's so much to eat at MTSU? Thanks.
No problem. Just use your Flexbox and go get me some Quiznos. And remember, when Blue Raiders got to eat, MT Dining is there.
For more information about MT Dining Services, visit KUC Building Room 204 or online at mtdining.com.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by The Learning Circle, Middle Tennessee's largest educational supply showroom. The Learning Circle, located on South Church in Murfreesboro next to Toot South. And if your youngster has some Christmas money just burning a hole in their pocket, educational supplies and educational toys are available at The Learning Circle. Troy will have the ball with 15:57 to go. Middle Tennessee leading by 11. 44-33 over the Trojans. Lady Raiders won earlier tonight in overtime, 72-66. Both teams are home on Saturday. 3 o'clock doubleheader against the Raging Cajuns. Troy with the ball. They work it underneath to Owens. Backwards layup. Missed it. Rebound pulled away by Sean Jones. He clears it now to Massey. Massey left wing. Works back on top to Jason Jones. Right side Centrone. Short corner baseline. Sean Jones over to Centrone. Centrone on top to Massey. Left side carry. Hammond's a three. Missed that one. Rebound. Timmy Owens. He'll clear it out now to Will Weathers and Troy on the run. They'll pitch it back to R.J. Scott, but the Raiders covered it. Scott works underneath off the leg of Tim Owens, and the Raiders get it on the turnover. And for Troy, that will be turnover number 10. 44-33, Raiders by 11, and they have the ball. Hammonds, right side, three in the air by Massey, no good. Rebound chased down and out of bounds off the hand of R.J. Scott. Scott will give it over to the Blue Raiders. 15:02 to go, second half. Inbounds comes to Hammonds, on top to Massey. Bruce looks underneath. Nobody there. Raiders to the right side. Massey, left wing, Cintrone. Cintrone out on top. Right side, Kerry Hammonds. Hammonds on the wing. Sean Jones underneath. Jones loses the ball in the lane. Raiders pick it up. Jason Jones tries to get out of there. Back on top here. Cintrone open for a three. Missed that one off the glass. Troy picks it up. That was just a disjointed possession for the Blue Raiders. Left side, here's Scott. Down the lane, did they cut him off? Yes, they kicked the ball right. Shot up there by Wright is good. It's a two. Justin Wright, his first 2 points, 44-35. Doug Schaus made sure to let the score know it was just a two. 44-35 your score, Raiders by nine. Out on top here, Cintrone. Raymond's hit 1-3 tonight. He's 1 out of 5 from the floor. Jason Jones a 3 in the air. That one rims out. No good. Middle Tennessee as a team is 2 of 13. Here's Weathers blasting down the lane. Missed an easy layup. He got by the defense and just blew a snowbird. Middle gets the rebound and back in front court. Boy, it's a fast-paced game when you play these Trojans. Cintrone out between the circles. Goes right to Massey. Massey around a screen from Sean Jones. Now Cintrone in the lane. Stops, kicks it over. There's Jason Jones driving in. Jason, five-footer, good. JJ gets his 6th point of the night. 46-35, middle by 11 once again. Here's Justin Wright out on top. Wright gets it over in the hands of Durante Clark. Clark works it to R.J. Scott, top of the key. Owens out on top directing traffic again and setting picks. There's a foul on Cintrone, but it looked like Will Weathers' feet just came out from under him. That was not Raymond's fault. But Cintrone will get the foul, his first personal, second team foul, and substitutions being made. Raiders send Dendy in. Troy sending Allen Jones in. Stephen Cunningham in, Ray Chambers in. Inbounds comes to Cunningham. Cunningham, top of the key, goes to the right side. Cunningham guarded there by Cintrone, back out on top to Chambers. He's at the elbow right side against Dendy. Drives in, double team, shoots, misses, got his own rebound and sticks it back up and in. Ray Chambers, 46-37. Middle by nine, right side, here's Gallman. Gallman backs out to Massey, left side, Cintrone in the corner. He'll roll back out, Raiders reverse it. Massey, right side, three in the air. Gallman off the back rim, but Dendy got the offensive board. Fresh 35, back to Gallman, now Massey. Left side, Cintrone, corner, driving Knight, shooting, missing. Dendy tipped the rebound, but Troy comes out of there with it as Chambers got his hands around it. Into front court, Justin Wright. Right between the circles, middle by nine, 46-37. Wright driving in, spinning and scoring. Wright with four, 46-38. Troy has scored four in a row, and the lead is cut to seven with 12:05 to go. Gallman got hit in the face, but gets the ball to Massey on top. He got hit right in the lip, but no physical advantage gained. Right side, Knight into Dendy, right block. Dendy backs in, now gets it out to Cintrone. Left side, Gallman. Gallman looks, high post. Dendy turns, shoots, got foul from behind, no call. Underneath, it was Knight with the offensive board. Dendy fights for a loose ball. Picked up in the corner, the Raiders have it at the end of the shot clock. Massey misses a three-pointer, and Troy comes the other way. Will Weathers stops at the free throw line, kicks it back to Jones, a three. Got that one. Allen Jones, a three. 46-41. The 11-point lead is now 46-42. It is now four. They've scored seven in a row. Gallman back to Cintrone, driving, kicking it back. Massey, left side, Gallman. Gallman over to Massey. Now Cintrone a three. May have been partially blocked. Dendy chases down the rebound. Raiders fresh 35, and Kermit Davis wants a timeout. And we'll take a timeout as well at the 10:58 mark, as this will be a full timeout. Your score, Middle Tennessee 46, Troy 42. Back after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
First Tennessee has lending options for any number of dreams, including dream number 111, turning home sweet home into home sweet bigger home. So whether you want money for a home project, education, or consolidating debt, we'll offer lending solutions for any opportunity. This kind of service must be why 96% of our customers would recommend us to family and friends. Plus, after you close on your loan, you'll get a free gift. For more information, visit a financial center or firsttennessee.com/dreamloan.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Welcome back to Troy, Alabama. Your score, Middle Tennessee 46, Troy 42. The Trojans on a 7-0 run, and Coach Kermit Davis calling a timeout there. 15 seconds for station identification. We'll get that to you in just a minute. Hold on to that thought. Raiders bring the ball in. Back out now to Centrone and a whistle. And the clock did not start. So they'll have to take 7 seconds off because the shot clock's at 28. So 7 from 10:58 should be 10:51. Now we're at a media timeout. So 10:53 to go. And we get the media break in here. Middle Tennessee 46, Troy 42. Back in a minute after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
WGNS, AM-FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back to Troy, Alabama. Right now, 15 seconds for station identification. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to the Blue Raider Network.
WGNS, Murfreesboro, is true blue. Blue Raider Sports on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Raiders inbound it to Jimmy Oden. Middle Tennessee trying to withstand a Troy run here. The Trojans have scored 7 in a row to cut an 11-point lead down to 4. Here's Centrone, top of the key, driving in. Raiders get it up there on the glass. Missed it. Sultan fights for the rebound. Knight then has a chance at it. It'll go out of bounds to Troy. Raiders got a good look at it with Centrone driving down the left side of the lane but could not get it to fall. Troy trailing by 4, has the ball. Left side, they work it in the hands of Allen Jones, guarded there by Oden. Jones driving in, and they foul. It's going to be a foul on Oden, or is it? Oden, and it was a pass, so it will be a common foul out of bounds. Foul on Oden will be his second, team's third. Troy inbounds. They get it to Justin Wright, who tries to drive, and a blocking foul on Marcos Knight as he ran over, as Justin Wright ran over him. And Knight gets his third personal, fourth team foul. Troy with no fouls yet this half. A little moisture on the floor. Doug Shouse will go over and get a... He will pick up a towel to get some of that up. Raiders have seen Troy score 7 points in a row. The Raiders led 46-35. It's now 46-42. LaRon Dendy in. Marcos Knight comes out. Raiders go a little bigger with their lineup here. Ball comes into Cunningham. His three in and out. Rebound tip. Troy tried to save it, but out of bounds. It'll go to middle. Boy, just lots of long rebounds with as many threes as they shoot. Troy has shot 19 from outside the arc tonight. They've hit seven. They're averaging hitting 10 per game as a team. And they're also averaging 16 offensive rebounds per game. Here's Oden in front court. Raiders need to get in sync offensively. They tried to work it underneath the Sultan on a high-low pass from Dendy, but knocking it away was Ray Chambers. It went out of bounds. Middle has the ball. Critical time in this game with exactly 10 minutes to go. Inbounds comes to Oden. He drives down the left side, dumps it low to Dendy. Dendy up strong, missed it, but dunked from the offside from JT Sultan. Hello, Yazoo City, Mississippi. JT with his first stuff of the night. 48-42, and the Raiders needed that bucket. Ball loose, goes into backcourt off his foot. That's over and back. And it'll go to Middle Tennessee. He dribbled it off his foot. It was not tipped. And Middle gets it right in front of us. Again on Saturday, 3 o'clock and 5:30, the start times, Middle Tennessee and Louisiana Lafayette. Oden to Cintrone, top of the key. Cintrone works around a screen. Oden, low pass down to Dendy. Out of bounds, last touched by the Trojans. Middle gets it back with 22 on the shot clock. Dendy's had one hand on just about everything tonight, but rarely two hands. Oden looks. They get it into Dendy at the elbow. Drives in, shoots from the free throw line way short. Rebound pulled away. Loose on the ball. JT Sultan gets it to Gallman. Scramble situation. Back outside to Cintrone. Three in the air. There's a foul. And it will be a two-shot foul. Cintrone was inside. The foul on Durante Clark. His first. Troy's first. So the Trojans went over 10 minutes without a foul in this half as Cintrone goes to the line. He will have two free throws upcoming. Raymond, first time to the stripe tonight. Middle only 4 of 6 as a team. Free throw here is good by Cintrone. Did not start tonight. Sean Jones in, Dendy out. Sultan, Cintrone, Gallman, and who else? Oden, back playing deep safety. Cintrone hits the second free throw, and the Raiders lead by 8. 50-42, 9:10 to go. Into front court. Here comes Will Weathers. Weathers hands it off now to Wright. Wright, top of the key, looks to get rid of it. Oden on him. They work it over now to Cunningham. Cunningham drives with the left hand, works it out to Jeremy Wright. Wright, free throw line, got in the air, tried to dump it underneath, does so to Chambers. He throws it back outside to Weathers. Weathers, wild pass, left side, three in the air, no good. Offside rebound, though, goes to Cunningham. They work it back underneath for an layup that's missed. An easy layup was missed, and Stephen Cunningham missed the layup, then knocked it out of bounds on the rebound. Boy, he flashed wide open. And I think surprised himself that he was so wide open. And Middle, leading by 8, gets the ball back with 8:35 to go. Cintrone back to Oden. Oden top of the key, goes right side to Raymond Cintrone. Cintrone driving inside, whips it left. Gallman fakes a three, drives in, shoots a two, and it's good from 18 feet. James Gallman now with a total of 7 points. And the Raiders lead by 10 again, 52-42. Troy Chambers, left side, guarded over there by Sean Jones, 19 feet away from the basket. They work it to Cunningham on top. Cunningham drives, leaves it off on the right side. Jeremy Wright drives in, cut off, baseline pass, long, long three, no good. Rebound, Sean Jones tried to pull it away and knocked it out of bounds. And a media timeout coming with 7:51 to go in the game. Your score, Middle Tennessee 52, Troy 42. Back in a minute after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
First Tennessee has lending options to help you with any number of dreams. Like dream number 121, writing only one check a month. So whether you want it for consolidating debt, a house project, or education, we'll offer lending solutions for any opportunity, including dream number 257, exterminating wallpaper from your home. Plus, after you close on your loan, you'll get a free gift. For more information, visit a financial center or firsttennessee.com/dreamloan.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Don't forget Sudsy's Unlimited Car Wash Club starts for as little as $12.99 a month for the basic wash and only $19.99 a month for the top-of-the-line platinum wash. That's as many times as you want it. Visit anytime during basketball season. Tell them you heard it on the Blue Raider Network, and your first month is free. That could save you as much as $19.95. Sudsy's Car Wash, located at the corner of Rutherford Boulevard and South Church. Troy gets the ball in. They work it underneath to Chambers. His shot is up and good. Set play out of the timeout. Chambers with five now, and that breaks a 6-0 Middle Tennessee run. 52-44. Raiders by 8 points. Ball knocked away. It'll be Middle Tennessee's ball underneath as a shot was blocked out of bounds. 26 on the shot clock. Oden to inbound, does so to Sultan, and a foul called on Troy, their second of the second half. Justin Wright, his first personal, second team foul. Raiders to inbound with a fresh 35. Comes into Gallman. Gallman back on top to Cintrone, left side Oden. Oden fakes a three, back on top Cintrone, high post Sean Jones, puts the ball down, and he travels. He took a jump stop and then put the ball down. The turnover gives it back to Troy. Dallas and Keeley Williams, loyal listeners in the Chicagoland area, checking in tonight. And radio at GoBlueRaiders.com. Radio at GoBlueRaiders.com if you'd like to check in as well. 7:18 to go here in the ball game. Raiders lead by 8, 52-44. Out on top, here's Cunningham, tries to drive, cut off. Now back to Will Weathers. Weathers on the left wing, drives in, kicks it back outside now to Alan Jones. Over into the corner, there's Cunningham. Cunningham, hand check, Oden. Got his arm on his belly, and Oden gets his third foul. Fifth team foul with 7:02 remaining. Bruce Massey, Marco Snyke check back in for Middle Tennessee as the Raiders look to go 14-2 on the year. But it is never easy in this place. I'll look forward to going to the new building next year as well, too. They inbound it. Ball knocked away by Dendy and out of bounds. Good defense there by the big fellow. They tried to work it underneath. Troy will have it. Baseline right of their basket. They work it into Jeremy Wright. Wright free throw line, wheels in, lays it in. Justin Wright with 6 points now, 52-46. The lead is six. It's been a game of streaks here in the second half. Knight out on top to Massey. Massey puts the ball down on the dribble. Right side, Cintrone, three in the air. Yes, sir! The assassin, Raymond Cintron, gets 8. His second three of the night. 55-46, middle by 9. Out on top, Will Weathers. Raiders go 2-3 on the zone. Left side, here's Cunningham to Weathers. They try to diagnose the Raider defense here. Middle has not really shown their 1-3-1 tonight. They've just gone a straight 2-3, giving Troy a little dose of their own medicine. Out on top, here's Jones. Shoots a long three, no good. Rebound, Massey and Dendy fight for it, and it goes out of bounds. Dendy and Massey, two blue shirts, fight for the ball, and neither one could grab it. It went out of bounds, and Troy gets a fresh 35, trailing by 9, 55-46. Raiders go man-to-man on the inbounds. Here's Wright again, driving and Salton. Nope, travel before the foul. JT got him pretty good, but Wright had taken an extra step before he did it. The turnover gives it back to Middle Tennessee. The Custon family, Steve and Connie, big Blue Raider fans down in the ATL. Glad to have them along. David and Sandra Sharon listening on the internet up in the Musical City. Raiders come back the other way. Here's Massey, left side Cintron, three in the air. Got that one again. Raymond Cintron, three threes, two of them here in the last couple of minutes. He's got 11, and the Raiders lead by 12, 58-46, and that is the largest lead of the night for Middle Tennessee. Troy misses, and the Raiders get the rebound. Closing in on that magical five-minute mark, where this season, when the Raiders have had the lead with 5 minutes, they have been 13-0. Cintron, three, yo, in and out, put back by Knight. That ball went all the way down and came back out, but Knight got the putback, and Troy wants a timeout. Marcos Knight has 6 points now, and it is 60-46. Middle Tennessee leads by 14, their largest margin of the evening. Again, earlier tonight, Lady Raiders picked up a 60-46 win over the Troy Lady Trojans. That was an overtime game. Middle Tennessee's team will leave by Gray Line Charter Bus after the game tonight. And it is a five-hour drive home, so you do the math, figuring it takes them about 45 minutes to get out of here after the game is over. So it will be well past 3 a.m. when the Raiders get home tonight. But if they can hold on to this victory, it will be a much nicer ride home than the Raiders have endured the last couple of years when they have left Troy with a loss here at Sartain Hall. And as we mentioned, this is the 50th and final season in this chamber of horrors that it has been for a lot of teams coming in here. They will move into a brand spanking new building. It'll seat about 5,000, very similar to the arenas at Lipscomb and Belmont, and they'll be there next year. Troy with the ball. Out on top, Woods. Loose ball. Woods picks it up, and a foul on Dendy. Or make that Owens out with the ball, but Dendy drew the foul. Dendy, his first personal, sixth team foul, and we are under the five-minute mark at 4:51. The Gillespie clan listening on WGNS in Murfreesboro. Glad to have them along. Weathers in the front court. Works around a screen to the left. Weathers now in the lane, stops, kicks it back outside, three in the air. Air ball goes out of bounds. R.J. Scott, he had hit three threes tonight, but that one was nowhere close. And with 4:26 to go, Middle Tennessee gets the ball, and you might see a bit of a philosophy change here, and the Raiders might start to use a little clock with a 14-point lead. And look for something good toward the end of the shot clock. Cintron on top to Massey. Massey, left side Knight. Knight, skip pass right side. Cintron drives down, dumps it over in the corner. Knight has it, fires a three, too hard. Rebound pulled away by Emil Jones. Jones back out to Will Weathers. Weathers stops, fires a 17-footer, no good. Rebound picked up off the floor by Marcos Knight. And Marcos is very close to being in double figures for rebounds tonight. That will be his ninth. 60-46, under 4 minutes to go now. Dendy in the lane. Shot blocked away by Tim Owens. There was some contact. They get it in the hands of Scott from the 15-foot mark. It's good. Did they give him three? No, it's a two. Just a two-point basket by Scott. And a quick timeout called by Troy. Scott now with 13 points. One official had called it a three. Doug Shouse, the crew chief, was standing right at the three-point line or free throw line extended. Saw that there was a foot over the line and made the call. 60-48. 12-point lead for Middle Tennessee. 3:43 to go. There will still be a media timeout to come at the next dead ball. And at some point, we'll be selecting the Mid-South Ford Built Ford Tough Player of the Game presented by your Middle Tennessee Ford dealers. Visit MidSouthFord.com. If you've got an idea who you think it might be, drop an email to radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. If you'd like to nominate somebody, since my partner Kyle Turnham not here tonight, I'll take your nominations as well. Check in online at radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. Here's Knight, right side, back to Sultan on top. High low to Dindy, turns in the lane, got fouled. And it will be on Emil Jones, his second. And Dindy will shoot free throws after the media timeout. 3:27 to go in this Sunbelt Conference road opener for the Raiders. They lead 60-48. Back in a minute after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Hey fans, have you checked out the Boulevard? They've got over 25 HD TVs, 30 beers on tap, all the sports packages, great pizzas, wings, burgers, sandwiches, all to satisfy your hunger. Happy hours from 11 to 7 with $2 domestic beers and $2 liquor drinks, as well as their new Bushwhacker frozen cocktail. On game days, don't forget to come over and listen to the Blue Raider pregame and postgame show at the Boulevard at the corner of Main Street and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Let's go Blue!
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
Back courtside here at Sartain Hall at the Pirtland-Howerton Broadcast Center. Brought to you by Pirtland-Howerton Automotive in Shelbyville, located on North Main Street and online at pirtlandhowerton.com. LaRon Dindy will have a couple of free throws coming. Middle Tennessee shooting 39% in this game on 25 of 63. Troy, 37.3% on 19 of 51. Troy, 7 of 24 from the three-point mark. Middle Tennessee, 4 of 20. Dindy, two free throws. First one, good. Nice soft touch. Dindy with 6 points in the game. 61-48. Looking to equal the largest lead of the game and does so. Dindy hit them both. He's got 7. 62-48. Middle by 14. 3:20 to go. To the right side goes Weathers. Ball picked up by Bruce Massey. Picked his pocket, lost it, and got a foul. Boy, Massey, I think, is laughing because he never got touched. The foul was called on Durante Clark. Massey just lost the handle on the ball. But he'll be shooting two free throws. That's the third team foul on the Trojans. Massey at the line. Free throw up there and good. Massey with 6. Raiders by 15, 63-48. 3:14 to go. Second toss on the way. Bruce in and out. No good. Massey stuck with 6 points, and it is 63-48. Middle by 15. That is their largest lead of the night. Out on top, here's R.J. Scott. Closing in on the 3-minute mark. They work it back outside. Here's Durante Clark. Clark looks underneath, high post to Tim Owens. Owens looks to hand it off, gets it in the hands of Weathers. Weathers cut off down in the corner. They work it over to R.J. Scott. Scott, top of the key, puts down the dribble, drives in, goes up, shot blocked out of there, picked up by J.T. Sultan. He gets it tonight back to Massey. 2:39 to go. Coming to Troy has been a thorn in the Raiders' side the last couple of years, but it looks like they might get one here tonight. It won't be their last trip into this building. Massey, right side, goes to the top. Gets it back out now to Marcos Knight, 2:15 to go. Underneath, Sultan had his shot blocked. Gets it back to Knight, but gets a loose ball on the floor. Picked up by Clark all the way in. Owens had it. He had it stripped away. And it was Sultan who chased him down and just took the ball away from him. 2:01 to go in the game. Out on top, here's Knight to Dindy. Right side, Massey. Back on top to Marcos Knight. On top, here's Sultan. And a timeout called by Kermit Davis. 30-second timeout called, a minute 40 seconds to go. So, just a 30-second timeout. And again, we remind you that on Saturday, Middle Tennessee is back at home to take on Louisiana Lafayette. We also want to give you some information about the coaches' radio shows next week. First coaches' shows are next week. Coach Davis will be on Monday night, per normal, at 7 o'clock. So if you want to watch the national championship game, great place to do it, Coach's Grill. Come early, get a good seat for the Coach's Show, then watch the LSU-Alabama game. Next week only, Coach Ensel's show will be on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, and there'll be trivia with Bobby Howard right after the show. So two great nights to go to Coach's Grill. Outside of next week, it all goes back to Monday nights, 6 o'clock for Coach Ensel and 7 o'clock for Coach Davis. Let's pack the place on Monday and Tuesday night. After the timeout, Raiders get the ball. Here's Bruce Massey, right side to Dindy. Dindy drives in the lane. Charging foul on Dindy. His second, team seventh. So the Raiders will give up the ball with a minute 33 to go. Troy will get it back. And it's in the hands of Emil Jones. Jones to the right side. Works it there to Cunningham. They're going to start needing to get the ball up quick. Here's Owens. Looks to hand it off. Does so to Wright. Wright, top of the key. 15 on the shot clock. Driving the baseline, Emil Jones. Back outside. Three in the air. It's up and good. Durante Clark gets his third three of the night. He's got 12, 63-51 with 1:06 remaining. The lead is 12. We've had a couple of nominations for Built Ford Tough Player of the Game. If you'd like to get in on the act, you can drop us a quick email at radio@goblueraiders.com. Not going to say who has been nominated, but they're good ones. 1:06 remaining, 63-51. Middle Tennessee with a 12-point lead on the Troy Trojans. First Tennessee postgame show will follow this game. Massey looks to inbound, does so to Cintrone at about 4.95 seconds on the mark-off. Raiders get into front court. Here's Sultan. Under a minute to go now. Raiders will spread the floor. And if Troy wants to put him at the free throw line, so be it. Massey holds it out front. Drives, gets it over to Marcos Knight. Knight on the dribble. Works back outside. Cintrone with the ball. Cintrone on the dribble to the baseline. Five on the shot clock. Out to Knight. In the lane. Loose ball. Who's got it? Troy with 31 seconds to go. Middle never got a shot off, but it's down to the final 25 seconds. Down the lane, layup no good. Rebound pulled away by Owens. He clears it in the lane to Cunningham. Layup good by Cunningham. Cunningham with four, 63-53. The lead is 10 with 13 seconds to go, and Troy will back off. The Raiders will run out the clock. Middle Tennessee will go to 3-0 in Sunbelt Conference play. Troy will drop to 0-3. The Raiders at 14-2. Troy will also drop to 5-9. That's your final score. Middle Tennessee 63, Troy 53. Stay tuned for the First Tennessee postgame show after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Attention Blue Raider fans, start next year's housing hunt today. Visit www.mtstudenthousing.com to connect with Murfreesboro's premier